choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled. So this book was written during the time, this story was happening during the time of the judges. And you have the book of Judges in your Bible, I hope. You never know with some of the new versions, but hopefully you have the book of Judges there. And for there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab. He, his wife, and his two sons. So first in this verse is, let me explain this verse. First, in the days of the judges. The days of the judges were characterized by two verses found in Judges. The first one is Judges 17:6. And Judges 21:25 says exactly the same thing as 17:6. So in 17:6 it says, in those days there was no king, there was no government, there was no order, there was no law, there was no police, there was nothing. Everybody did that which was right in their own eyes. It was an anarchy. Everybody just lived as they wanted to live. There was no rules to follow. There was no norms and standards for society to live by. The place was crazy. It produced a moral decay in the society. It saw an increase, of course, in crime, immorality, perversion, divorce, destruction of the family, selfishness, greed, and a massive turning away from God and towards idols. Sounds like someplace you know. This is what was produced there. This was during the time of Judges. But God loves his people. These people were living way far away from walking with God. But God still loves his people. He never abandons them. He loves his people. And he sent a famine, or allowed a famine, to enter into the land in order to correct them. The purpose of the famine is so that when you're in need, when you're suffering a little bit, you'll turn to God. That's the purpose. And so God allows the famine, and hopefully that will correct them and turn them back onto the right path. And that's always the reason that God would allow things like that to come in. Now, God told his people back in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and also in Leviticus 26 that God wants them to be faithful to him and not turn away from him. If they did, they would be corrected. And he also told them one of the corrections that he would send would be famine. So he already pre-warned them that when you see a famine, when you see that your crops aren't growing and yielding its fruit and you have no food to eat and the grocery stores are empty, when you see that in your land, you will know that I am correcting you and I want you to look back to me. So they already had that taught to them when they were youngsters. They've already read Deuteronomy 28. They've already heard Leviticus 26. And they would be corrected by the famine. But in the midst of the turmoil, and this is always a beautiful thing, in the midst of such turmoil, God gives us a love story. In the midst of all that turmoil, God gives us a love story. And, of course, you know that that's also the case today. We have a country similar to that. We have a king, a law, a government, but we don't. We still have turmoil and perversion and crime and everything else that goes on out there. But God has given us also a love story. God so loved the world. He gave Jesus, and we have people that go out and share him with others every Saturday and all throughout the week as well. But we have a love story in the midst of all this trouble that is upon the earth. And Elimelech was the man who was in Bethlehem. He lived in Bethlehem with his wife and his two boys. But he made a decision for his family and for himself to get out of the Bethlehem, to escape the famine, and go down to Moab and to find his nourishment there and to find his provisions for his family there. So he took the way out of which we will call this morning escape. He escaped the trial. God sent the trial and allowed the trial to turn them back to God. And instead of doing that, he just escaped the trial. He headed out of the country, and which God had given them. God gave them the land and said, "You dwell here, and I'll take care of you. You be faithful to me, and you honor me, and I'll provide for you, and I'll bless you, and I'll bless your crops, and I'll bless your livestock, I'll bless your businesses. I'll do it all, but you just stay faithful to me." But they didn't. He sent the famine, and Elimelech said, "I'm not going to stay here for this. I'm out of here." And he took the wife, he took the two boys, and he headed for Moab. Moab was not a popular vacation spot for the Jewish people. The Moabites were their enemies. The Moabites tried to destroy them back in the book of Numbers when, you remember, the prophet Balaam told the king Balak, "Go send the Moabite women into the camp and flirt with the Jewish men and get them to depart from their God and worship idols." So Moab was never the friend of Israel, but here is Elimelech taking his family, and he's heading out of the trial. And away from it, he's going to escape it and then choose that escape and move his family down into Moab. His decision, of course, was his to make, but it affected his wife and it affected his two boys. It was his decision, and sometimes our decisions, of course, affect people, not just us. We're not islands. We're not islands. Our decisions affect other people. And so And so that's why we take our decisions very seriously. But escape is the most natural thing that we do when we're in trouble. Escape is human nature. Escape is part of what we are as humanity. That's our first choice, is to escape, if there's a way of escape. Many, many situations, there is no Moab to go to. There is no escape. But if I can't escape it, that's my first human choice to take. I'll escape it. And then if I cannot escape it, as we'll see here, then I just have to endure the problem, endure the trouble, endure the trial. And when I say endure, I don't mean an endurance that comes with seeking the Lord, because people do endure things with holding on to God's hand. But this endurance is just me in myself, in my own soul. I'm going to go through this problem, and I'm going to endure it. I'm going to endure it. That's the kind of endurance we're talking about. So endurance is the second thing. I can't escape this problem. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm going to go through it and endure it. And you're going to see here in a few moments how endurance without God is not a very good thing. Endurance leaves scars and bitterness and hardness on the soul and on the heart. So I cannot escape and trust God for his... So I don't... I can't escape the problem. I endure it, and if I endure it without God, then I become bitter and hard. But there is a third option here, and these are the three words you need to know this morning: escape, endure, and the third option is enlist. Enlist, E-N-L-I-S-T, enlist. Not in the army. You're already in the army, but in enlist, and. Choose to trust God for his solution. So the choice to trust God always involves a cross. It always involves me making the choice and standing on a promise, claiming the word of God, and say, this is what the Bible says, and I'm going to believe it. I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to trust God for it. I'm going to get through this with God. I know God has a plan. I know God has a provision. And on it goes. I'm going to trust God through it. And I'm going to believe God. And that's my choice. And I'm going to get through the situation and the circumstance. But that's a cross for people. They have to leave their emotions at the door. You have to say, I'm not going to go by my feelings in this. Because my feelings are going to drive me crazy. My feelings are going to worry me to death. I'm going to have a heart attack with the stress. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to trust God. That's a cross. Luke 9:24. I'm not saving my life here. I'm not escaping. It says, whoever saves his life, whoever escapes, will lose it eventually. But whoever loses his life, leaves it at the door, and says, I'm going to trust God, for my sake, he will find what real life is all about. Elimelech took his family and went to Moab. He was seeking to save his life, but ultimately he lost it anyway, down in Moab along with his two sons. The problem was the famine. The problem was the famine that he ran from, but the real problem behind the famine was the people's rebellion against God. And if they turn back to God, God will turn around and bless them. In Ruth chapter 1, verse 4, Elimelech took his wives, the sons of Elimelech took wives of the women of Moab, another thing that was in violation to the law, Jewish law. And the name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years. So they left Bethlehem, Judah, went down to Moab, and there they stayed for 10 years. It was a bad decision, which led to another bad decision, marrying Moabite ladies, and then another bad decision, staying there for 10 years, not repenting and going back to Israel, and continue following the Lord. Deuteronomy 7:3, the Jewish men were forbidden to marry Moabites. Verse 5, we got the two boys' names. Lovely names for boys, both Mahlon and Chilion. Also died. And the women survived them, their two sons, and her husband. So her husband died, and the two boys died while she was in that 10-year span down in Moab. They left Bethlehem to escape trials. They go to Moab, and the husband dies, and the two boys die. You're left with three widows trying to eke out a living in the country of Moab. And his wife's name, of course, you know, is Naomi. Naomi would be hated by the Moabites. So she's not going to find work that easily to support herself. She was hated by them. And so that's what they suffered. They suffered immensely by escaping the problem and not going through it with God.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar.